Good afternoon and welcome to Candidates Corner. I'm your host, Kelly Murphy. I'm a Bedford resident, and here with me today is a fellow resident and a fellow town councilor, Jim Aguiar. Jim has lived in the town of Bedford for the past 25 years, and he is currently running to become a state representative from Bedford. He will be running in the primary and hopefully the general election as well. Jim, how are you?
Great. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good. Tell us a little bit about your background. You've been in Bedford forever. What brought you here and what kept you here?
Well, family brought me here. Moved in with my family back, 1990, I believe, and haven't left. Went to college down in Massachusetts, but came back, started my family here. This is I love it. Wanted to raise my family here, and that's what we're doing.
Excellent. And what about Bedford appeals to you the most?
I want to say that it is the neighborly feeling that I get riding through town. I have met countless people while living here over, well, decades now. Getting to that point where feeling older.
You may be one of the most well-known people in town, actually.
But it's I don't want to say feels like an old shoe, but we have, you know, a quiet little town here, but there's also so much going on. You don't need to go very far to have, you know, world-class food and good entertainment. And, you know, the amount of friends that I have living around here, there's no need for me to go anywhere else. It's a wonderful place to live.
Now, what inspired you to run for town council a few years ago?
That was actually, I had been interested in running for state rep at the time. I had just prior to that, I was part of a group who had founded a charter school in Manchester. Mm-hmm. Wading into state politics, dealing with the DOE, dealing with local legislators in the charter school law and school funding, that's really what thrust me into local politics. It had always been an interest, but that's when I started looking at it. I had a young family at the time, still pretty young, my business was still relatively young, so I had concerns about spending that much time away from the family. Given the desire, looking around, I said, you know, I think town council, because I love where I live, if the residents want me, I'd love to take part in the local politics process. Moving on from that, spending time with the family and talking with my fellow counselors, might seem like now's a good time to throw my hat into the state rep position.
Absolutely. There's definitely a need for good representation in this town, especially as there are a number of state issues that are facing local residents. I want to back up a little bit to you've got a very sort of technical background. How does that help you on the town council to sort of break down projects and understand them?
Well, fortunately, when I came on as a councilor, we had a number of technical projects that came down the pipe, and I was able to jump right in and lend my expertise with my background. I'm an IT consultant. I own a small firm in Bedford. Majority of my customers are in town. Being able to take that experience and apply it to town projects, along with our great staff here, was really beneficial and a lot of fun. So it really was a good synergy. Well, synergy. it was really something that worked out well at my time on the council.
I mean, I'm grateful every day that you were able to do that, because it mostly went over my head. But you came out at a time where we were looking at overhauling the entire town website, and we were looking at electronic storage, where that hadn't really been explored in Bedford before, and you were able to sort of navigate those waters.
Yeah, there are, I think, four or five actually big technical-related projects that came on right in the beginning. There was the website. There was a new townwide phone system that I was able to assist with. Actually new IT manager in that hiring process. I was able to play a role in there. It's something that the town manager and the staff has you know, been, I want to say, welcoming to where I could have a voice in that process.
And I would say, I mean, I feel as though the benefit of the town council is that you can explore so many different areas: telecommunications, management, human resources, budgeting, you know, things that you're going to be faced with as a state representative up in Concord on a local scale. So I would think that that would make you uniquely qualified to understand local issues.
Well, I've viewed my... the last 5-6 years as sort of appropriate stepping stones. When I go back to that charter school that I was speaking of earlier, when we started that, getting into the state legislature, the laws involved, the regulations involved, there were actually a number of federal grants we had to deal with, along with the state funding. Joining the board of the charter school, there were budgets. There and regulations that we had to deal with. Moving up to the town level, things escalated a bit. It was a much larger budget, but still a very comfortable process. And moving up to the much larger legislature that we have in New Hampshire, it's going to be, I still think, a relatively comfortable move.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I see that. Now tell me, you've been through 2 budget cycles now with the town?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. What do you find that some of the biggest challenges are, or some of the areas that maybe interest you the most about the budgetary process?
Oh, 2 questions. Let's see. We'll start with the challenges. Those are going to be always separating the wants and needs. It's difficult to speak with a department head, and I don't necessarily say tell them to do their job, but challenge them to make sure that the town is getting everything that it needs. And they're not over-asking for things they may want. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no need for us to be introducing additional taxes when we don't need it.
So the ability to find efficiencies within their own.
Exactly. I believe the second part was the most...
What did you enjoy? What did you find the most interesting?
Well, this last budget cycle, I enjoyed the most because we were able to step through with the town manager and the department heads, as well as the entire council, and put together a budget that really worked well for the town. We ended up with our net reduction in our tax rate, and that's something that, you know, it's really easy to hang your head on, saying that was pretty good with no real drop in services. That was something I would, you know, dare I say, proud of, but something that was nice to walk away from feeling good about that budget.
And not only was there no drop in services, but we actually added firefighters.
Yes. Working through that entire process and being able to expand the amount of firefighters we have to answer the need for the town for a better response time or better on-call personnel. The number of firefighters on call at any given time was something that was a good day to go home from and say, I'm very proud that we were able to spend the time to get that done.
And that was the end of an extremely long process that mm-hmm. that culminated in an extensive research project that you took on by yourself to sort of plot out
dig down
that data.
Yeah, it was more of a group effort, but it was definitely a lot of fun being able to look through the response time, look through the different incidents and where we might be able to find alternatives to perhaps building a very large fire station.
You're listening to Jim Aguiar, Republican candidate for state representative on Candidates Corner on Bedford 105.1.
I'm sure the people that are watching at home are wondering, you know, why is she asking him all these questions about the town council and not about state government? And having been myself a state legislator and also a town councilor, drilling down and being fiscally responsible and looking at creative solutions that may have not even been presented during the initial budgetary process is, in my opinion, exactly the same between the town council and the state government. It's the same process and the mental, you know, the thought process that one goes through when you're trying to arrive at a final budget.
Well, I would completely agree. Excuse me. At the end of the day, you're a bureau of legislator, and you have to understand everything that's going on. Everything that gets put in front of you primarily comes down to dollars and cents, and you have to find out whether this is a good spend or a bad spend. And having the background of going through, you know, putting a business together, putting a charter school together, working through the budget for the town. These are all steps that like I said, are good experience for me to be able to say, I have a track record here where I'm going to take the time, understand what I'm looking at, and keep that goal of both upholding New Hampshire Constitution, the U.S. Constitution, but also trying to make sure that we don't have unnecessary spending.
Now, you're the vice chair of the council, and you actually chaired the last meeting.
I did.
How is it, being in a leadership position? Do you enjoy it? Do you embrace it?
It was very comfortable. I haven't gone back to look at the tape, but I know two places that may have been a little flubby, but in general, it was very comfortable. The rest of the council seemed to be rather supportive in the process. The staff there was supportive, so it's something that I look forward to doing again in the future.
You can't say this about yourself, but I can say this about you. You're very well respected because you have a calm demeanor and you think everything through all the way, which is always, it's a great quality to have. Now let's drill down a little bit on state issues, because
okay.
I know that those are of the utmost concern for you and have been for some time. Why don't you tell me about what a couple of your priority issues are on a state level?
Well, for me, given that it was my initial, what sparked my interest into state government, it's hard to move away from my interest in making sure that charter schools are funded properly and have the proper legislation to survive.
Mm-hmm.
School choice is something that is near and dear to me. So, you know, I would say that would be a very core issue. Beyond that, it's moving forward with a generic platform of the old standbys that I'm sure you're going to hear that everyone watching at home is going to hear. You know, the fiscal responsibility and low taxes. Yeah, that's easy to say, but I'd like to think that given the track record that I have, I'll just be able to push that through into my next steps. Beyond the financial aspect and the charter schools that I was speaking toward, making sure that everyone has the ability to practice personal responsibility.
What do you mean by that?
What I mean is to have the freedom to take care of yourself. I don't want to be part of passing any law that restricts people and their freedoms. That's something that's at my core is very important.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want the state to be doing anything to compete against the private sector. That's something as a business owner, something I don't want to see. So those core beliefs, I would say, would be my barometer when it comes to each piece of legislation that comes across.
Do you think that you would request to be on a subcommittee dealing with education, given your background, or are you still thinking that one through?
I would lean more towards technical subcommittees as opposed to education.
Science, technology, and...
Yes. I do have some experience with the education for obvious reasons, but I'm more comfortable at the moment with science and tech.
Okay. Yeah, that would seem to make a lot of sense to me. Now, this is sort of a loaded question, because when I ran for state representative, I did not introduce any legislation my first year.
Okay.
Because I wanted to sort of sit back and observe the process. But mm-hmm. many legislators do come in their first year and introduce pieces of legislation.
Mm-hmm.
I know my husband did. Shocker, I know, right? So do you intend to introduce legislation your first term, and have you given any thought to legislation that you're interested in?
Frankly, no. I've given thought to whether or not I'm going to introduce anything the first term. I don't have anything that I'm interested in spearheading in my first term. That's not saying that nothing will come down the pike at some point, but as of right now, I have no plans to. As you had mentioned earlier, and this has been an observation of more than just yourself, I do seem to be rather thoughtful about things. I want to make sure that I understand all aspects of an issue and how the process works. So given that it's not uncommon for freshman legislatures to representatives to sit back and observe the process, that's something that I would likely lean toward.
How much thought do you give to constituent input, to feedback from residents on projects and legislation, or even town council matters, you know, to use a concrete example that affects you in real life when you're making your decisions?
I think it's necessary. As a state rep, you are a representative of your town. You can do your best to take your views and your beliefs and assume that you have been elected to execute those. But you are going to have some folks who may be a little more vocal in your town about one issue or another, and you have to listen to them on both sides of the issue. There's no reason to stifle debate at any time. It has to be welcomed, or else, you know, we're going to end up in with a totalitarian system. Mm-hmm. Debate is necessary.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. What are your thoughts on Common Core?
It's
and we don't have all. We don't. I'll keep it short. For hours. Right.
It's not something that excites me. I would much rather see the curriculum dictated by the missions of the school. I want the individual schools to determine what they teach. As long as that curriculum satisfies the needs of the students, that's what I would like to see.
So each individual public school would then determine its own, or the state would determine for public schools?
I would prefer the individual schools do it.
I suspect you would ultimately turn everything into a charter school, given the opportunity. But
given the
you're the, for local choice.
Given the underestimated need of the individual students, I would much more prefer to see schools be able to cater to the individual needs, as opposed to create a one-size-fits-all plan.
Mm-hmm. And that would make sense to me. Let's talk a little bit about the opioid crisis. New Hampshire is so far down on the ladder as far as treatment plans. And I know that you and I have sat with Chief Profonsky, who has spoken profusely about the need for more treatment centers and how even if he's finding addicts or they're finding them on the street, you know, and they're helping them, there's no place to put them after that so that they can get better. You know, what are your thoughts on what the state of New Hampshire specifically needs to do to combat this crisis?
Yeah, it's a very unfortunate issue that we really need to deal with quickly. The steps that the state has taken so far seem to be well-hearted, but it feels like not enough is getting done. The emergency meetings that have been taking place, is it a funding issue? Is it people just not willing to pull the trigger? Not sure. Some of the talk of introducing a drug court in Manchester is very compelling. I need to find out more about it, but there seems like there might be some real benefit to something like that. The ability for the state to fund additional beds in our communities is something that's a real tough one to get past. As you hear a lot of folks talk about where we can put these beds, that's a tough one that you have to deal with each individual communities with. Mm-hmm. It's always, sure, you know, we need to have more beds. We have
next door for me.
We're all compassionate about this, just not next to me.
Yeah.
There's a number of Bedford residents who are trying to put something together in Manchester right now. My understanding that they continue to hit red tape in order to put their solution together. So it's a problem. The state needs to address it, and I hope that I can assist in part of that process.
You're listening to Jim Aguiar, Republican candidate for state representative on Candidate's Corner on Bedford 105.1.
What about crime in the state of New Hampshire? Do you feel like it's been... I know we live in Bedford. We're right next to Manchester. It feels sometimes like it's a problem that continues to increase and is an issue. What are your thoughts on what we need to do on a state level as far as that's concerned?
Well, as far as the local field that you had mentioned, I still feel that we live in a very safe place. I feel that New Hampshire is a very safe place, a very safe state to live in. I believe that the crime, whether perceived or actual, goes hand in hand with the opioid issue. It's an unfortunate combination that we need to fix. The majority of the perceived spike in crime, I'm not familiar with the statistics, so I'm going to generalize a bit. But my understanding is the majority of the crime seems to be rather petty crime, mm-hmm. Involving a lot of burglaries, larcenies, etc., that will that go directly to fund opioid addiction.
Mm-hmm.
So I would hope that appropriate action on the opioid epidemic is going to stem those crimes. It's really unfortunate, but like I said, I am very proud to live in this state, and I feel very safe here.
Thank you. Do you feel that there's a wasteful spending issue in Concord that needs to be clamped down on right now?
I don't. I don't feel that there is a very large wasteful spending issue ongoing. Yeah, there's always bits and pieces of things you hear. Well, why are we doing that? You know, we shouldn't be funding that one thing. And you don't want to get into specific single issue voter type things, but there is not a grand overall spending issue that I feel is something that I'm worried about at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Just individual state agencies and departments, sort of.
Indeed, yes, yeah. Your normal, you know, nip and tuck, I'm waffling a bit, not knowing the minutiae of some of the budget at the moment. And I know that once I become more familiar with the details, I'll be able to answer the question a little better.
Well, let's bring it back to the council then, which is a place of extreme comfort for you, obviously, because you've been through two budget cycles.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what you balance in your head when you look at these budgets, because I know from personal experience that you never look at a budget and say, well, that's a great idea, but that's a terrible idea. It's mm-hmm. always weighing just priorities.
Yes. Well, and I don't want to say you answered it for me, but yes, that's exactly what it is. Trying to figure out where your personal priorities lie and where the needs of the town lie. I will be going to Concord representing Bedford. You keep the general the state constitution and your own personal morals in front of you at all times. But you know, I do have to understand that I'm also representing the 22,000 people that live in this town. So to be able to go to New Hampshire or go to Concord and blanketly apply I'm not spending money on anything. I don't like spending money on a thing. I don't want to spend anyone else's money on anything. It's the nature of who I am.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get to dealing with a municipal budget like we have, you have those needs of the many that you have to worry about. You need police. You need fire. You need to be able to take care of people. So when I say take care of people, let me rephrase.
You do, though. You do, because people on a local level expect services.
Exactly. Well, the difference between you expect a certain level of service, and you don't want to you don't want to cut it too dry, too down to the bone.
Mm-hmm.
I'll use locally as an example, our plowing. That's something that is, in general, a forecast, a guess. But you never want to be in a situation where you need to make sure that those roads are safe right after a storm and not be able to provide that service.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to always keep that in front of you. You can't say, well, last year it didn't snow, so we don't need to fund plowing this year.
Cut that back.
Exactly.
Right under the
and you can't do that.
Right.
So you always need to have those priorities in front of you at all times.
And you, not only on a local level, but on a state level, too, with the exact same issues, you mm-hmm. have what I like to call the New England conundrum, is you really never know what you're going to get
right.
in this state.
Yeah, the old wait 10 minutes.
Yes, and yes. It could go one way, it could go another way, and mm-hmm. you don't know. Tell me, and then we'll have you probably wrap it up after this, but tell me first, briefly, what one of the biggest challenges has been for you. What's one of the toughest
on the
issues?
Council in
yeah,
life?
What's one of the toughest issues you've had to face on the council?
The toughest issue that I have, frankly, that I've had to deal with, the one that that I still think about, was one of the first votes that I've had to deal with, and that was the taking of someone's property. Mm-hmm. I had to vote within the first few months of being elected on a taking of property in the name of safety, and that's something that still bothers me, because I could argue both ways. I do not want to take anyone's property from them, and to find yourself in that position is it's one of the votes that, you know, I don't want to say, well, I could probably say that, you know, would keep me up at night. Really, really something that you have to sit and think about. Is that's someone's livelihood, someone's property, and for a state to take that away from someone, it's rarely a good thing.
I could not agree more. Well, we are coming up on an election. September 13th is the primary election to vote for state representatives for the town of Bedford. And November 8th, I believe, is the general election. So if you would like to, this is the point in our interview process where you can address the voters individually and tell them why they should be voting for you in September and hopefully also in November.
All right. Well, fellow residents of Bedford, I would like to think that I have a track record of fiscal responsibility, that I will represent this town well in Concord, and be able to continue my moral platform, as it were, to make sure that the individual rights are represented, the personal freedoms are continued, and that the state and legislatures don't overstep into your personal life, your business life. To be able to walk around free and with liberty is something that is very important and I hold near and dear. To be able to have the ability to raise my family in this town and in this state with the amount of comfort and freedom that we have it's really important. And I would really appreciate your vote come the primary. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Jim. It's been a pleasure to talk to you, and I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you very much, Kelly.